Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are two historic mayoral inaugurations in Massachusetts today. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the state's first Latino mayor. But first, the city of Boston this morning swears in Mayor Thomas Menino for an unprecedented fifth term in office. Over the past 16 years, Menino has been mayor, a mayor on the move, spending more time in the neighborhoods than at City Hall. But a knee injury in November has temporarily confined him to hospitals and his home. Menino says it's given him time to think about his agenda for the next 4 years, and Mayor Menino joins us now this morning to talk about those plans. Good morning, Mayor, and congratulations on your new term beginning today.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for the congratulations. An exciting time for me, and I hope for the city of Boston also that we continue to move forward with the city. And, you know, we are 4 days into a new year, Bob, and 4 days into a new decade. These are milestones on a calendar. Let me tell you, they also provide a sense of renewal and possibilities of what we can do over the next 4 years.
What are your major goals as you begin your new term?
I think our four major goals as we move forward, and this is the transformation of the educational system in Boston, and that is so important to us as we continue to look to the educational reform that we have up in the State House in Boston. Our goal is to transform our delivery of basic city services, usher in a wave of municipal innovations as we move forward. Also, the other goal is to, unlock the potential of our city in downtown Crossan, Dudley Square, the Albany Street corridor, to deliver on the promise of our Marine Industrial Park and waterfront by turning them into a vibrant innovation district. The plans were in the past, we'll put condos down the retail. Well, those days are gone. What's the innovative ideas we could put down there? What, life sciences, a research center with housing. Well, those are the things that we're looking to as we move forward.
As you've been working from your home dealing with your knee injury, you've been calling and meeting with leaders from different areas and industries around the city, talking with them about their ideas and yours for the next 4 years and beyond. What have they told you, and how has their input helped you define your plans?
What they've told me is that we have a good city. How can we take it to the next level? How can we have Liberty Mutual continue the growth in our city, make them the largest home-based insurance company in America? How can we help our healthcare industry continue to grow and serve the people of our city? Yes, you know, healthcare and higher education are really the foundation of our economy, and we've got to make sure that they continue to grow and provide jobs for the neighborhoods of Boston. How we could train individuals, I say, for those jobs. Job training and jobs are the most important thing we can do over the next couple of years.
The holiday shopping season, of course, it has just finished. And a lot of people, when they came to Boston to shop, were talking about the shell of the old Filene's building in downtown Crossing. You've made development a high priority. You've already talked about that. What should be done with that property, the Filene's property?
We have some ideas of what that could be. I don't think you'll ever see a Filene's basement there again, but I think it's an opportunity for have new ideas for that area. It's very close to the financial center of our city, and what about a financial center there? What about building a parking garage like we did at downtown and have the city own the parking garage, at least the land above it, to help a developer move the project forward? I tell you, Bob, our full achievements may be determined by how we get there, as by what we get done over the next 4 years. We'll experiment during my next 4 years and take a lot of risk. We'll form unexpected partnerships. We'll welcome ideas, reach out, and empower and participation. We'll visit the old no's. You know, it's so easy to say no. Let's get to yes.
Let me ask you one more question, if I might, Mayor. You've been, in your four previous terms, a very hands-on guy, attending a lot of community meetings, ribbon cuttings, and such, the mayor about town, so to speak. Is that going to change as you continue to heal from your knee injury? Do you see a change in the Menino style?
Oh, no, I can't change. I mean, one of the things when I was laid up, things I missed the most was all the Christmas tree lightings, being with the kids at Christmas time, my walk at Boat in Geneva I did every Christmas Eve. That's what I miss the most, the people and who make up this city and the people who are disenfranchised. Meet and greet, that's why you learn from people who live in the neighborhoods of Boston. That's what this is. It's a learning process for me and my administration. You can never say you know everything. But when you say you know everything, you might as well get out of the business because you become you'll become creative and energetic, and you just have a city that it does its own thing. And I don't want a city that does its own thing. I want to see this energized and new ideas and creative ideas.
Well, Thomas Menino, as you begin another 4 years in business as the mayor of the city of Boston, we want to thank you for joining us this morning on Morning Edition, and good luck.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. Thank you very much.